I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, March 30th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that he'll be asking the City Council for approval for the city to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property this spring. The mayor says the former school is anxious to sell its 20-acre parcel. Koch said he's looking at creative financing that may not include tapping the general fund to purchase the property, although he would not elaborate. He says proposals from a recent public meeting on the future of that property are being arranged in a report that will be released soon. Some ideas included creating a park, keeping it open space, or relocating the senior center to that site. ENC closed last year after over 100 years in Quincy. Event organizers estimate that 180,000 people gathered in Boston on Saturday as part of a third round of No Kings global protests against President Trump that were taking place across the country. Organized by the ACLU of Massachusetts and Divisible Mass Coalition and Mass 50501, the event was a mass mobilization in protest of the Trump administration. Boston No Kings organizers said they estimated a crowd of 180,000 after an analysis of aerial footage and estimates from security teams. Boston police said there were no arrests on Saturday and no one was injured. Hundreds also attended a No Kings rally on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center on Saturday. Also, no arrests reported there. There were more than 150 rallies in Massachusetts alone, including in Pittsfield, Northampton, Lancaster, Worcester, Framingham, Methuen, and Lexington. After Saturday's rallies, organizers say they plan to host a virtual What's Next After No Kings meeting tomorrow to strategize how to further organize. Nothing official is planned at this time for another rally, but May Day is the next date that's being looked at. An exchange of gunfire early yesterday between police and a suspect in Brockton left the suspect injured and another man struck by a stray bullet. The DA's office says the incident, which was caught on camera, unfolded about 2:15 a.m. Sunday when two patrol officers found a vehicle of interest that was connected to an ongoing shooting investigation from earlier in the week. As the officers attempted to investigate, the driver of the 2025 white Lexus allegedly took off. According to police, the officers pursued the suspect's vehicle, which spun out of control at Moraine and Spring Streets. Things escalated when the 44-year-old suspect got out of the car and started shooting at the officers. The officers got out of their cruiser and returned fire, striking the suspect once in the shoulder. During the gunfire exchange, a 71-year-old man who was sleeping in a nearby home on Moraine Street was grazed in the arm by a bullet. He called 911. Both the suspect and the injured resident were taken to Brockton Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was later taken to a Boston hospital for further treatment. The two Brockton officers who were involved were taken to South Shore Hospital as a precaution. There was a heavy police presence in the area. All day yesterday, a handgun with an obliterated serial number was found at a home on Moraine Street. It was recovered from the suspect, whose name is not being released at this time. Family and friends say they are devastated after a Massachusetts couple was killed in a sightseeing helicopter crash on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Officials in Hawaii say the helicopter carrying one pilot and four passengers crashed into the ocean on Thursday afternoon, injuring two people and killing three others, including 65-year-old Margaret Rimler and 59-year-old Patrick Haskell. Haskell and Rimler, who lived in Scituate for some time, have deep ties in Massachusetts. Haskell ran a longtime family insurance agency out of Needham, a business he worked in alongside his father for decades. The company merged with another Dedham-based firm just last year. Friends say he had recently retired and that he and his wife were finally taking the time to travel after years of hard work. The cause of the deadly crash is still under investigation. Governor Healey today announcing a series of summer fare promotions and discounts on the MBTA commuter rail to lower costs for riders, support regular commuters, and encourage more people to choose public transportation as Massachusetts prepares for a busy season of major events. Healey will formally make the announcement at North Station this morning with Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll and Interim Transportation Secretary and MBTA General Manager Phil Eng, where they will outline four promotions that will run on the commuter rail through June, July, and August, including free Fridays, a 50% discount on monthly passes, and more. Her office said monthly pass holders will save between $321 and $639 over the summertime, depending on their route. To support increased ridership during the FIFA World Cup, the T will also temporarily adjust commuter rail schedules in June and July, including expanded service to accommodate up to 20,000 passengers on 14 trains per match day to Boston Stadium in Foxborough. Despite having low levels of sick calls during the partial government shutdown, the unpaid workers appear to have taken a toll on Transportation Security Administration officers at Logan Airport. On Friday, the local union representing those officers reported that 25 of them had resigned from their jobs at Logan during the course of the partial shutdown. Earlier in the day, Congress failed for a seventh time to pass a spending bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, of which the TSA is a part of. By late afternoon, President Trump signed an executive order to grant TSA employees back pay using money from last year's GOP spending bill. However, the president of the TSA Officers Union in New England said it appeared officers would only be paid for the period of February 14th to March 12th. Passengers at Logan have experienced minimal impacts to TSA wait times during the shutdown, thanks in large part to TSA officers' willingness to work without a paycheck. The airport reported minimal sick calls over the past month. U.S. Attorney Leah Foley naming two federal prosecutors to lead the newly formed benefit and voter fraud team in response to fraud being uncovered in Massachusetts. The team's mission will be to actively and aggressively root out benefit fraud in Massachusetts, including SNAP fraud, mass health fraud, child care subsidy fraud, and voter fraud. The benefit and voter fraud team will be led by two fraud coordinators, Assistant U.S. Attorneys Philip Mallard and Mark Grady. Mallard will be responsible for overseeing the district-wide effort, coordinating with multiple federal agencies to identify benefit fraud and develop a plan of action. Grady will supervise the federal investigations and prosecutions for the office, working closely with partner agencies. Mallard is a longtime state and federal prosecutor, first serving as an assistant DA in Essex County. Grady is deputy chief of the Major Crimes Unit, where he manages and prosecutes a range of immigration, child exploitation, violent crime, and fraud cases. Since December of 2025, Foley's office has charged 15 individuals with nearly $9 million in fraud, including SNAP benefit fraud and mass health fraud. The USS Massachusetts officially joined the Navy fleet on Saturday after a commissioning ceremony, making it the first submarine named after the base state. The newest Virginia-class fast-attack submarine, which can dive to depths greater than 800 feet, was christened on May 6th of 2023 by the ship's sponsor, Sheryl Sandberg, the former COO of Meta. This is the 25th Virginia-class submarine, co-produced by General Dynamics Electric Boat and Newport News Shipbuilding, and the fifth U.S. Navy vessel named after Massachusetts. During Saturday's commissioning ceremony on Boston Harbor, Governor Healey said the event showcases the state's deep ties to the nation's maritime and military history, and that they're proud to see the legacy continue with the next generation of service. The sub, which cost over $2.8 billion, weighs about 8,000 tons and can carry 24 Tomahawk cruise missiles. The crew of 147 also includes 39 women. 16 years after a ban on women serving on submarines was lifted. The USS New Jersey, which was commissioned in 2024, was the first sub designed and built with modifications for a gender-integrated crew. This is the fifth Navy vessel named after the state. The first one was the USS Massachusetts, a steamer built in 1845. The last was USS Massachusetts BB-59, commissioned in 1942 as a South Dakota-class fast battleship. Most of its time was spent in the Pacific during World War II. Well, the Adams Presidential Center presents Adams Speaker Series, 250th anniversary of Abigail Adams' Remember the Lady's Letter, on Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Woodward School for Girls on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. Adams Presidential Center President Kurt Graham will lead a panel discussion with Dr. Liz Covart and Diana Carlin as they explore that 1776 letter. That program is free and open to all. It'll also be virtual on the AdamsPresidentialCenter.org. The Quincy Public Schools Band Spring Concert will be held on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Quincy High School. The concert will feature performances by the Quincy North Quincy Symphonic Band and the Quincy North Quincy Wind Ensemble. A celebration of life service is being held for former Quincy Public Schools Athletic Director Jim Rendell today from 4 to 8 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy. Rendell died on March 16th in Florida. He won several Division I state championships while coaching girls and boys basketball and volleyball, coached women's volleyball at Eastern Nazarene College, and was a referee for the MIAA. Rendell is survived by his wife, three children, and six grandchildren. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 793 points on Friday. The NASDAQ dropped 459, and the S&P fell 108. Asian stocks are lower today as worries continue about soaring oil prices and the potential for further escalation in the U.S. war with Iran. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at just over $100 a barrel. In sports, Cincinnati beat the Red Sox 3-2. Sox are in Houston against the Astros tonight at 8:10. Celtics beat Charlotte 114-99. The Seas are in Atlanta tonight at 7:30. And the Bruins over the Blue Jackets 4-3 in a shootout. Bruins will be hosting Dallas tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly cloudy at a high of 63. For tonight, some scattered showers possible late, a low of 40. Tomorrow, off and on showers throughout the day, high of 61. Scattered thunderstorms possible Wednesday with a high Wednesday 72. And still some showers around Thursday with a high only 49. For the boater, there is a small craft advisory in effect with southwesterly winds 15 to 20, gusting to 25, and waves about 2 feet. High tide 10:15 a.m. Sunrise 6:29, sets at 7:07. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open Monday at 11:15 a.m., Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, March 30th.